listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Hello.
Hello.
It's DMTF 35.
It is.
We all wish the season would be over.
Well, isn't it over already?
We just show up for the games to...
Yeah.
Exhibition games.
Yeah, they're just friendlies. We're not taking them too seriously, the games, from now on.
Nobody does. A team doesn't seem to.
Well, they've all got this virus, haven't they? That's what it is.
The boring virus?
They're going around spluttering into the crowd.
Yeah. Okay, Simon. We have Fortuna Düsseldorf versus Hertha BSC and Hertha at home against Werder Bremen.
Yes, indeed.
Great. You missed the Cologne game.
I did.
Congratulations.
That was a real result, that was. Oh dear, if I had to pick one game to miss, I think that was definitely going to be it. So we were partying away elsewhere. And Saskia, I resent the implication about the music I was listening to. She was saying about people with all the long hair and stuff in the last episode. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't got long hair.
It's getting there.
It's getting there because I haven't bothered having it cut. God knows how long. But yeah.
Simon the Sasquatch.
Yes.
But she did fine, didn't she?
Yeah.
For a German?
Yeah, it's not too bad, under the circumstances.
Not too shabby.
Under difficult circumstances.
I mean, but there's lots of missable games this season.
Like most of them.
I can't remember any one home game where I would say, oh, that was a game I surely didn't want to miss.
No.
And I was about to miss this one, but then somebody said something about along the lines of, if you have a season ticket, you have to come for every game.
Yeah.
Which I resent. But, of course, I'm weak. And there I went.
I don't go to every game.
You don't?
Yeah.
But when you hear you go...
I usually miss two a season for miscellaneous reasons.
Yeah, but how far do you live from the stadium?
Is it 939 kilometres or something like
this? I missed my bus.
So it's a bit of a trek each time, to be fair.
Düsseldorf. Did you watch it, Sam? Was it on TV?
I think it was on. It was on something. I think it was on BT Sport or must have been, I guess. Yeah. Was that a Friday night job?
Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure. No, that was on BT
and
Sport.
Something happened in the sixth and in the ninth minute.
What was that something? What could it have been? I wonder.
On Saturday, I looked at the stats during the game, and Bremen was up 2-0, and they had 3 shots on goal.
Yeah, but clinical shots, nonetheless. Yeah,
I think the first attack, and I would say that Rune would have stopped at least one of the goals. Because on the first one, he nutmegged him.
Are we talking about the Werder game now?
Düsseldorf. We're in Düsseldorf now.
Yeah.
6th minute, 9th minute, 2.
Well, that first goal, I mean, it was a complete disaster, really, because he was...
Klünter fucked up.
He was nutmegged, wasn't he, Kraft?
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Yeah, but, I mean, if it had been the other side, then Tuna Riga would have just kicked the ball away or headed it out. But Klünter, not doing well this season.
Why was
Kraft in goal?
Well, Rune's had problems, hasn't he? Can't remember which game it was. It was the one we got sent off.
It's Augsburg.
He did two fouls. That's right, it was.
Let's forget the red card.
But something screwed with his head. I don't know, you know, what it's all about, but he's definitely off the boil at the moment.
Yeah.
And Kraft... He hasn't played for so long. See, he's not even played in the... Didn't he play the cup games either, did he?
He played against Dresden.
Did he?
Yeah.
I can't remember that.
I remember because he said, oh, Rune would have had that one and that one. Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who is the better keeper? Normally.
Normally, but you have to put the player out that's in form at the moment. I wouldn't say Kraft is exactly in form, but Rune definitely isn't for whatever reason.
I think it's the volatile situation with his coach.
Maybe. So, I mean, on that day...
he's been injured.
Something definitely screwed. Oh, is he?
He's been injured for some time. He has some...
I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
I thought he just hadn't been selected.
Yeah, no, he's been playing through an injury for quite some time now.
Right.
I'm looking at the word... something with a tendon?
You're making gestures towards your hands and
tendonitis.
Wrists. Tendonitis?
Yeah.
So you've got an infection in the tendons on
his
hand.
Who knows? We had Kraft in goal.
It's not a good thing for a goalkeeper anyway.
And we have to deal with that.
We do.
For better or worse. Or worse. Yeah, so Hertha was down after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I turned it off. But I have to say we had really, really bad internet connection because I could only scavenge the internet of my neighbor, and it was at a 4 megabit downstream, and no, it didn't work.
And the walls of this apartment block were about 2 feet thick, so it probably doesn't help the connection.
I just think she has a very slow connection because she doesn't do much.
Well, if you just use it for a better browsing and email and things, then I guess you don't need that much, do you?
Yeah.
I suppose, but...
Okay, so bad. And then there was another goal in the 46th minute, and Hertha was down 3-0. What did Nuri do? He brought on Mittelstädt for Dilrosun and Wolf for Luca Bacchio.
Hmm.
Did that make it any difference? Ticker, ticker.
Well, one of the goals...
the own goal.
I think it was Luca Bacchio that just got left standing.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had tracked back, but they just made him look like an idiot, really. He didn't cover himself in glory there.
Did nothing.
So the defensive side part of his game there was... bit sadly lacking. I mean, that second goal was definitely, he was culpable for that one, I think.
Hertha got very, very lucky. I mean, that first goal for Hertha, nobody knows how that went in there. I mean, Darida was on the wing and he somehow tried to kick the ball and it landed in the box.
I mean,
and
he crossed it over from the left wing.
Yeah, but there was a defender
who was coming charging in.
And he deflected it.
Yeah, and he just glided it into his own net.
And then, yeah.
Because he was coming charging in and he just collided with the ball, as I picture it.
Well, the one thing I don't get is that usually they say that if the ball is touched with the hand, all goals are ruled off. And he clearly...
I didn't say it that clearly. He might have...
He touched the ball with that.
With his hand?
Yeah, but not on purpose, but...
No.
Looked like tennis.
How did it go again? There you go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was a lucky break.
But I'm not complaining.
No, I'm certainly not, no.
And then Cunha came. Oh, that was when he did this famous...
gesture towards his...
balls.
Yes. Was he sort of trying to say... come on, you lot, show some balls.
I was thinking about using...
grow some balls.
I think about using ballsy balls as a title, but we already had that last summer.
Ballsy, ballsy balls.
Yeah, with...
when
you had all the vodka.
Oh, really?
Which one? I can't...
That's so often. That's the trouble. Yes.
Oh, yes, and the Cunha shot was also deflected, wasn't it? On Saturday it was deflected, sorry, my bad.
I can't remember the one in against Dusseldorf being so...
No, he was by himself, he just put it in there. And then Turunariga played a wonderful pass to Piontek,
mm-hmm.
who put the ball to the left from the keeper.
That's right.
To run around him, and then the keeper...
Took him out.
Took him out, yeah.
Basically.
But he complained.
You were saying he was complaining about that. I mean, how could you complain about that?
Well, they did the field interview after that, and then he looked at the tape. He said, I clearly touched the ball.
Yeah. 10 minutes beforehand.
Maybe. Hatta got lucky that Ampuma was offside when they scored the fourth goal. And Hatta scored... Oh, no.
It wasn't luck. It was all part of a cunning plan. Oh, ye of little faith.
And there was the ball on the bar.
Yes.
Towards the end.
The bar post or...
Post.
Somewhere on
left
the...
post.
On the metalwork, anyway. Yeah. Well, that could have been. But it wasn't.
And the problem that the game
was... It was a good old whack, though, from a fair way out. I mean, that's something my wife has said. This year, one sort of positive that you can take out of this whole sorry show is the fact that, you know, sort of back in the day, Hertha never really had these blasting shots coming from a long way out.
They always
try to, you know, pass it into the middle and then knock it in. But they're having a few cracks at it these days, which...
Cunha just shoots it every time he gets it.
Good lad. Carry on, I say.
Where would we be without him?
Yeah, he's in a bit of a pickle, really. Because the last few games, he's been all over the shop, really.
I mean, he scored against Paderborn, who was the first game. I think he came on Wednesday and played on Saturday after two training sessions.
God likes playing.
He was at the under-20. He scored five goals for Brazil in the under-20, and he's been nominated for the Olympics.
Yeah.
So he's going to be...
Whether that'll happen or not, who knows, but...
Anything can happen.
Anything.
Yeah, so lucky.
That was an extraordinary... Well, both the last two games in similar sort of way, I suppose, in some ways, quite remarkable in that doing so miserably bad at the start and then getting something back out of it in the end.
But especially after the... Getting five goals against Cologne. And then you get two...
I'm so glad I missed that.
And then you get two goals in the first 20 minutes of the next two games. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't in yet when the first goal was scored. I was right outside Ostkurve.
Because
I had just met Dylan.
Yeah.
And I was about to go in. And then I heard the...
Hi, Dylan.
I heard the sound and I was like, okay, it's not loud enough for a Hertha goal. It was really quiet.
Oh, come on, it just went really, really quiet.
That's why you should always be there 50 minutes ahead of time.
Yeah.
So you can sing the songs and join the frolicking.
Yes. Sometimes that's the best bit. It certainly felt like it was going to be at that early stage.
You got there early, right?
Not that early. Actually, quite late for us. I think we got up to our seats at about 10 past, something like that, quarter past maybe, which is later than we normally do, but you know, early enough.
Weather was... I'm really looking forward to a new stadium when it's not going to be as, I don't know, drafty and windy and cold.
Yeah.
I know you're always there in your bathing suit. And
if we're talking about Saturday, well, we went there, I had... a t-shirt on and a jumper.
I had a long sleeve.
We went with Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia. and Cynthia had already gone back twice to her apartment to go and get more clothes to put on. And at half time, you know, I give your father-in-law a half-time sausage.
Yeah.
I had to go out and use the facilities and things at half time after I sort of passed on the sausage. But I gave Cynthia my scarf. And she had it for the rest of the game until we got home. I had a... Because it was a... But I was fine in my jumper. That was my concession to the cold.
Yeah, I just mean the...
That was a total distraction. Sorry about that, dear listener.
Not the cold, it's the wind. Constant wind.
The wind, yeah. That's quite often the case in Berlin, though, isn't it? It's, you know, you walk around a corner and suddenly, wallop, you get hit with this really cold.
Oh, it's even worse if you go to Mitte, all the new buildings.
Yeah.
Friedrichstraße.
Yeah.
You have all these new buildings and there's this... Wind channels and you just get swept away.
It funnels down the big boulevards and really, really hits you. Anyway, it's not a weather podcast.
It was quite... How many... Do you always tweet the...
58,000.
That's Saturday. A lot.
Yeah, that was a fair crowd. Quite a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's a good place to incubate viruses.
My wife stayed home for that reason. She didn't want to bring the little daughter.
But it was funny, sort of, you know, waiting in the queue to go in through the turnstiles. And there were people sort of going... And then they're sort of rather than shaking hands, they were putting elbows out and things. It was
the referee, they didn't do shake hands, they shook elbows.
Yes.
I saw that.
And the assistants, the two assistants, they had gloves on. They had rubber gloves on.
Because of the cold.
They look like black surgical gloves.
One thing about the Düsseldorf game, Zamacic was on the roster. He's Zamacic. He plays under 23s.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you... Do you follow the Boobies account? The academy?
I follow it, yeah, but I don't take that much notice of it.
He scored from midfield.
Good man.
A few games. I think they beat HSV away 5-0.
Fantastic.
He's a good... I went to the... to the A-Jugend game, I think it's under 19,
mm-hmm.
and they played Werder Bremen,
mm-hmm.
and I sat next to his grandmother and his brothers. She gave me lots of unsolicited baby advice, parenting advice. She basically said, I don't have a clue about raising babies. Thank you.
You're doing a fine job so far.
Okay, Kraft remains in goal. Oh yeah, there was the story that Kraft raised a stink in the locker room at halftime in Düsseldorf, and he put the fear of God.
There's been lots of talk about him being sort of, you know, more important as a sort of team motivator than a goalkeeper.
And they also said that three players, I think, including Darida and Ibišević, they went up to the board and did some tactical analysis and helped Nuri out or something like that.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, I just read it on some paper. But
let's be honest, I mean, you know,
he can use
it. It's all hands on deck, I would say, under the circumstances.
I mean, I'm not too worried because...
Perhaps they ought to be doing that, you know, before the start before of the first game. Half. Not just a... Because to be fair, on Saturday they came out. It was like it was a different team in the second half. So yeah. Whoever did whatever at half time in the dressing room.
Nuri said that he probably should tell the players at the beginning of the game that they're already down by two goals. So they
yes, because it does seem to take, you know, like conceding two goals before they actually switch on. Which is a bit depressing, really, from a fan's perspective. But, hey, what can you do?
Not much.
But the support was quite good on the day, wasn't it? I mean, it was a fair crowd there, 58,000.
Yeah, I don't remember much. I took a longer walk around the stadium.
Lots of singing and chanting. Obviously, it went very quiet when they conceded goals and what have you. But, no, it was pretty good. Banners and things going up.
Oh, lots of... Oh yeah! Oh shit! I forgot to put on the list the DFB.
Oh yes.
The Causa Hop.
Oh yes.
It was ridiculous. I mean,
what? Interesting point here. Why did people in the first place start going on about Hop?
Oh, because Hop is a billionaire. He is a co-founder of SAP.
Yep. I know that.
Yeah, and he...
And that's been the case for a long, long, long time, and basically... No, he put... Oppenheim is...
He puts millions into... billions? Millions,
must be.
Bajillions.
Yes.
Into his home team, Sinsheim.
Yes.
The TSG Hoffenheim, who officially call themselves 1899, but it's... It's not...
Was that how many million he paid for them?
No, 1899 is... I think that's when the... it was a gymnastics club, and that's when they started. So it was a Turnerschaft.
Yes.
Anyway, and he was always... I think he took them up from... don't know where they started, but he bankrolled.
Yeah, he basically bankrolled it all. And I get, they're always, I mean, for years, donkey's years, they're all the time that I've been, into German football, they've been, you know, a plastic club for that kind of reason.
But apart from the money he has for the past few years, they've done well. I mean, they sold the one guy to Liverpool for 50, and it was like 5 years ago, so that was big money back then.
Mm.
So I think they're kind of financing themselves now.
Which is fine. But what puzzled me is why, though, all these protests have kicked off now? Is something different happening?
No, they've always been protesting Hop.
But it's really gone off big time now. It's a big thing.
Because he keeps fighting back. He sued people. They installed special microphones and video to see who did the chanting. And he pressed charges against the people protesting him. And so the whole thing,
So it all escalated up.
Yeah, if he would just shut up, it would be over at some point. I mean, Keuter, for example. Have you seen anything against Keuter recently?
No.
No. But Hop?
Yes, he's seriously pissed off people.
What pissed me off is that they stop a game because there's somebody calling a son of a bitch. But when there's racism, nothing happens.
Some of the banners and things were referring to that up in the Oscar.
Kudos to Gruppa Süd. The first one was, I didn't see it, but I saw it afterwards, was said Sieg oder Fadenkreuz.
Yes, which is crosshairs.
Yeah, and some people called it a threat to the team.
Quite sure how to interpret that.
It was a joke. It meant that either they win, or if they don't win, they quickly put a crosshair somewhere, and the game is going to be suspended.
Hmm. Not sure it was a good idea. I mean, I don't really care when it comes down to it, but I'm not sure that was a very clever.
I know Gruppa Süd, and they're not violent at all. They usually they do a wonderful ticker of the members meeting. It's really funny.
Mm.
It's a bit satirical.
That's okay.
And they did the great one after. Oh, Getränkekisten. Hang on, I have to look for that one. They did after the Schalke game. They did a wonderful banner for Jordan Tuonariga. I'm just looking up what it said.
I mean, I can see where, big time, where the people are getting upset because, you know, the DFB get all uppity about insulting some sort of billionaire or whatever he is.
Oh, he also...
And yet for things, you know, like that incident with Tuonariga and Schalke, they do diddly squat.
But he's a business partner of the DFB also.
Oh, well, that makes it all right then, doesn't it?
Yeah. Not. The banner on the 8th of February said, "Gemeinsam gegen Rassisten, notfalls mit Getränkekisten." It means together against racists, and it rhymes. And if push comes to shove, you have to use a Getränkekiste.
Beer crate.
Yeah. Because
referencing to him, sort of, did he?
Yeah, he threw
did
it.
Did he kick it, or did he pick it up and throw it?
He picked it up and threw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for it wasn't beer; it was drinks.
And back then, the referee said something that he couldn't establish a temporal. I don't know. Idiot.
Hmm.
Just an idiot. Yeah, and this one was Sieg or Fadenkreuz, and the other one was good. It said something about you piss your pants when a billionaire is insulted, but if there's racism, you can't establish a temporal connection.
Temporal connection?
He said he couldn't. In German, he said...
context loss.
Er konnte den zeitlichen Kontext nicht mehr herstellen. He couldn't establish a temporal context. Because he didn't hear...
That wasn't on the banner.
No. But that's what the referee said.
Ah, right. Okay.
He said he didn't hear it, and then when he learned about it, he couldn't establish a temporal connection.
Wrong end of the stick there. Yeah.
Idiot.
Yes.
There were some funny banners in different arenas. I saw there was a Fotostrecke, just pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They were funny ones. Freiburg was great. They had some funny ones.
You said about that. I haven't. So I saw some people making a fuss about what Bayern put up, because they were putting up something about you know, sort of modern football. I think it was again a sort of reference to Hop and things.
Oh yeah, something about the ugly face of modern football.
That's right. Yeah. Which is
right on.
Well, yes, but it's perhaps a little bit rich coming from Bayern. But that's just me.
But no, but it's the fans, not the club, right? So it's not the club. That would be funny. So just imagine Uli Hoeneß riding these banners.
Well, you don't know. He might be a secret banner painter. He might go in disguise.
Do you have sports?
He could go with a face mask on.
Do you have sports talk shows over there?
Yeah.
Are they as bad as ours?
Probably. Some of them are quite funny. There's a thing called 606 on the radio, which is sometimes quite fun.
I only
get people calling in and they have a real rant or. Yeah, they try to put the world to rights, and you can just have a good giggle at them.
Still looking for the pictures. And I like too much.
You realise this is a podcast and people can't see the pictures yet?
Yeah, but I can describe them.
Oh, okay. It's a banner.
There's a tweet by Econet1892. Ah, now I know where all the toilet roll went to in Berlin.
Oh, there's some fantastic toilet roll panic buying tweets and things going around.
Oh, and canned goods.
Canned goods.
I needed canned tomatoes, you know, for pasta.
Right.
I couldn't get any. It was all gone. The whole market was stacked.
I saw one thing about toilet paper, and this was in England rather than in Germany. But they showed these empty shelves where all this toilet paper used to be, and people got copies of the gutter press, mm-hmm. things like the sort of the fascist Daily Mail and what have you, and they put piles of those where the toilet paper used to be, so people could pick up that, rip it up into little squares, and use that in desperation.
Oh, there was a good one by the Bremen fans. It said Article 1. Because Article 1 of the German Grundgesetz is... was denn Würde? Würde? Hang on, I need to look at what up. Würde. Würde English. Sorry.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because you're not learning. Dict. 1 second.
Because you're talking about the first line of the... It's like the constitution, isn't it?
The Grundgesetz, yeah, the constitution. Yeah. The dignity, the original goes, the dignity of a human being is untouchable. And this one said the dignity of Hop is untouchable. And one said...
Well, to be fair, he is a human being.
Another one said that the dignity... of the billionaire is untouchable, and they made some. The current president of the DFB used to be the president of Freiburg, so they really let him have it. They had some. They had quite something to say.
They had a bit of a pop, as Ultra.
Yes.
Mm.
And he was on the news. He was on the one of the. There's two big. Classic magazines. One is Sportschau, which is at 6:45.
Yep.
They show all the games, and then there's at night. There's at, I think 10:30, 11-ish. There's das aktuelle Sportstudio in ZDF, and it's always all the games in a longer fashion. And then they always have a guest, and their guest was Fritz Keller.
Oh, really?
And Fritz Keller, I didn't see it, but some of my friends said he did a total no. It was gruesome, and he said something about he would like it if some women come to the matches, but they are busy cooking and stuff like that.
I think I must have seen references to that.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, because I'm sure there was... I'm sure there was banners or something somewhere saying a woman's place is in the stands.
Yes.
I can't remember which team it was that did that, but I do...
Probably St. Pauli.
No, it might have been Union, possibly.
Also, yeah. Yeah, he was really... He wasn't...
Which I would definitely, you know...
Yeah, I mean, seriously, they stopped play because there was a banner that was that called him the son of a bitch. And then when the game resumed, they kicked the ball.
Yeah, they just passed it around, didn't they? I mean, that's just wrong.
Yeah, it's so misguided.
They should have lost. They should have, yeah.
It's so misguided. And, you know, all these other things, sexism, racism, you do nothing.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what has got people really uppity. And,
yeah.
And rightly so, too, in my opinion.
Apart from that, I mean, just take the abuse... and then on the other hand, you have a court where a politician of the Green Party, she sued somebody for defamation. He called her a bitch and a whore and a cunt. And they dismissed the case and said, yeah, you're a public figure, you have to take that. Yeah. Mm. Landesgericht Berlin. Really, really bad. Yeah. Anyway,
banners and protests and things.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course
I wouldn't have been surprised if there had been more, really. I thought, too. I thought the shit really might have hit the fan.
When the video assistant referee came on, everybody keeps chanting Fußball Mafia DFB,
ooh,
which I like.
Yeah.
And there was some
banners. There was some chanting of Scheiß. DFB.
Yeah, it was.
It was going to and from, yes, between the Oskova and the guests. And the wave lock.
Yeah,
that went on for quite a while, actually, at one point. And it was, yeah, because quite often you have something between, you know, the lower level and the Oberring sort of going.
Ah, oh, he had a WC, yeah.
Etc. But it was like, you know, between the two ends of the stadium, which was, you know, the cooperation between the two blocks of fans, which is. Yeah.
But it is a scheiß fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how they handled the Özil case back in 2018. I mean,
and in this particular instance, I think the fans there are showing more maturity than the authorities.
Oh, there's a picture going around of the board or something of the DFB, and it's all men. It's all old white men. Yeah.
Hang about, I'm an old white man.
Yeah, but you know. You're a young man hanging out at the...
I'm a young man in an old man's body.
Yeah, so...
Brushing over that.
Hata. Down after 6 minutes.
Six and a bit minutes, yeah. And that was just awful.
Yeah.
Awful. I mean, the first one was
a lucky shot. And the second one...
Well, it was, but... Because I looked at the replay of this, which always gives you a better picture of what's happening. And you had Wolf Stark...
No, Klünter.
Tornariga. I thought it was Wolf.
I think it was Klünter. And the first or the second goal?
First.
Okay.
There were three players that were sort of out of position.
Yeah.
And I think it was Stark went across to try to track the player, but he basically did nothing. And the shot went away and splat, that was that.
Sounds like Stark.
But he didn't do anything. He just, you know, you ran across to him with him and just let him shoot.
And Stark is playing just a horrible...
Chuck himself in the way or something.
And Stark and Rikic both are having pretty subpar seasons.
Yeah.
Boyata is good.
He's good most of the time.
Yeah. And yeah. Tornariga is...
Tornariga, really, I mean, he got in the way and booted the ball, you know, out the way quite a few times yesterday. I think he had sort of quite a good,
and he's,
good game on the whole.
And he's a good offence because he used to be a striker.
Oh, did he? Didn't know that. But you can tell he quite likes that side of the game.
He grew up in Chemnitz, where his father was a football player.
Right.
That's how he got used to racism.
Chemnitz, yeah.
Probably.
I can imagine that.
So, the game was dumping along.
Not sure how he's got used to it, actually.
I mean, after his father retired, they went to Berlin.
Mm.
And I think he entered the academy when he was 13, 14.
Oh, right.
So they've been living here for quite some time.
Hmm.
Yeah, so... and then Hertha... I think there wasn't much happening from the Bremen side. Davy Selke wasn't allowed to play. He should have played. Would have been good for us.
Yes. That's a striker.
Do you miss him?
Not really, no.
I don't miss him. And all these flopping things.
Mm.
Did the same thing in the Pokal. I didn't watch it, but somebody was complaining on Twitter how he always flops. Well.
Yep. Well.
I think he scored one goal.
We don't have to worry. Yeah, he did. He did score. Because he scored in the first game that he was playing for.
We have to hope, as with Esran, we have to hope that Werder doesn't go down, because then he stays with them. If they go down, we get him back.
Oh.
Mm.
Come on, Werder. You can do it. Come on.
You can do it.
Come on.
Yes.
The second goal was pretty grim as well, really.
All grim. All goals against Hertha are grim.
It just went... I mean, there was such a... I mean, talk about the nature of the goal in a moment, but I mean, after it ended up in the net... And he just sort of had this sinking feeling of looking around and everybody sort of this, oh,
Klünter,
not again.
Klünter didn't mark his man. Stark was out of position. Kraft was supposed to come out. If there's a cross, you have to get out and catch that ball. He didn't.
He really didn't, no. He completely screwed it up, really.
But Hertha had a free kick in the 41st minute.
Hmm.
And somehow, Stark stumbled into it.
In all fairness, I mean, old Marvellous Marvin, he put the free kick in.
Marvellous one-legged Marvin.
and Stark was there, and he out-jumped the people around him, and he actively headed it in. He didn't just bounce off it.
No, he scored with the back of his head.
Wow, it was...
Total accident.
No. No faith.
I was sitting next to Marcus,
and
he said something along the lines of, whenever Marvin gets the ball on the wing, he passes it back. He said, that's not true. Sometimes he steps on the ball and then passes it back.
In that particular instance, he put that free kick into as good a spot as you could hope for. And
somewhere in the middle. And in German you say, und vorne hilft der liebe Gott.
I'm sure you do.
And on attack, God will help you.
Hopefully.
I think it's basically saying that you have no clue what to do on offense. Yeah, so halftime. One goal down. Mixed feelings.
Well, it's a lot better off, being 1-2 than 2-0, especially after those two goals, in less than 7 minutes to go two goals down like that after what had happened the previous game and even more so the game before that, at least we had scored. But the attitude of the team when they came out again in the second half was a total different kettle of fish. It was...
Boyata is injured, or why wouldn't he play?
What do you think? No, he was there, wasn't he? This morning he was.
Hmm. Anywho. I have to admit I walked around the stadium in the second half.
You went for a wander?
I went for a walk with Marcus.
Right. Why did you go for a walk? I know you disappeared, because I think Cynthia asked...
I didn't want to see that shit anymore. When we came back, we sat
at the far end. But yeah. I sort of looked round and there was empty seats there, and Andreas just sort of went, like that. I don't know where you'd want to
get a drink, but then the it was busy. They said, come, let's walk a bit. And then we found one stand where you get your beer within seconds. And then we walked on and everything was okay. And then we were at the marathon tour and the light was beautiful.
Yes.
Then we walked on, and then when we were about the other opposite where we sit, we heard a noise. Must have been Mr. Cunha doing his thing. Where would we be without him?
We've been a bit of a pickle, really, I think.
That's, I mean, we couldn't have won this one game. So that's 2 points. 3 points he scored for us already. No more. We would have lost that one. We would have drawn against Paderborn. So that's 2 points he saved. And 3 and 4. 4 points. And he has scored in every game. Did,
well,
I say
he's made a real impact.
Yes. He's got balls.
As he demonstrated with that goal celebration.
So Maxi...
he was advertising
the Maxi place. Shot, and the goalkeeper could only...
He parried it away.
Yeah.
He got two hands to it and parried it away, but luckily for us it went straight to Kuna and he absolutely walloped it in. Major result, that one. Yeah. Well, it was a good effort from Maxi. I mean, it wasn't straight at the keeper. He had to sort of jump off to the keeper's left, I think it was.
But that ball was deflected. That was the one I was talking about. Vekovic touched it and it slightly changed the direction of the ball.
What, when it came in from
Cunha? Cunha.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think the Cunha ball would have gone more central towards the keeper, and because Vekovic touched it, went a bit up and missed the keeper. But who cares?
Not me.
A goal is a goal is a goal is a goal.
It certainly is.
Yeah. And then we had a goal disallowed.
Of course, Boyata didn't... He didn't play. You're quite right. He's had a fifth yellow, didn't he? Was he suspended?
I'm not sure.
He definitely didn't play.
I'll look at the... No, Boyata...
Boyata
has thigh problems.
Does he?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't on the bench either, so... So he's sort of looking through it all, but...
I hate Sargent. Oh, no, but Brian hates Sargent.
Yeah, I kind of got that impression, really.
He said that. I don't care if he's American, I hate him.
Yes, he tweeted that, didn't he? Yeah. He's got...
Yeah, so we had a disallowed goal.
Hair that looked a bit like a rusty Brillo pad.
In the 80th minute, we had the... And in the 79th, we had the handball penalty.
That wasn't.
It was called back.
Yeah.
Schade. And then we had no more shots. Oh, and then they brought on... What's his name? Pizarro?
Mm. He must be about, I don't know, 86 by now, mustn't he?
He's my age.
Your age? That old? God.
He's 41.
And he can still run?
I haven't looked at his stats, but...
Has it would have been quite funny had that penalty... It wasn't a penalty, let's be clear about that. But, I mean, had it been, because Ibisevic had only just been brought on, And if he had had that penalty, taken it and scored it, that would have been quite impressive. to be on the pitch for about 2 minutes and then get a penalty given to you.
Pizarro. I'm not sure if he scored this season. Last season he scored against us in the waning minutes of the game. Yeah.
I can hear lots of baby noises in the background.
Pizarro.
Honestly, it's not me squeaking and making those noises. It's
and Leistungsdaten, hang on. I'm just checking if he scored at all this season. I think he was injured at some point. I think it's his third spell with Bremen.
Didn't he start off with them?
He started off with them. Then he went to Bayern. He came back. went to Bayern and came back.
Okay.
He has scored 0 goals this season, only 2 in the
DFB Pokal. He probably hasn't played very much. He probably just comes on for...
He played 202 minutes. He played 3 minutes against Hertha. Yeah, so a draw, and the team went into the Kurve after the game.
They did.
Which is an improvement.
Mm. And they were well received as well, weren't they? There was an awful lot of shouting and to-doing going on between the Kappa. What they were on about, I don't know.
He said something about the most important game is in 2 weeks.
Well, yeah. If it goes ahead.
If it takes place. Well.
That would be a downer. There's a match beforehand, isn't there?
Yes. 12?
Breitscheidplatz, 12 o'clock.
Too far. That's far. Breitscheidplatz?
Yeah.
Oof.
Stop being such a wuss. That's not very
far. Are there taxis?
Oh, what? It's not much of a march to take a taxi, is it? Oh, I don't know. These old men that can't be managed, I don't know.
We have quite a few... Okay, now we're going to do the interview. And we'll be back after the interview.
Mons. Dylan. Hi, Dylan.
Hello.
The recording didn't it didn't run, so we have to
do it again.
Even better this time. You prepared, so you can just you learn from the errors you made before.
Exactly.
It has been nice to meet you. It's the first time that you saw Hertha.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about the impression, what you have, maybe about the difference of the how to watch sports in between Europe and the USA. Tell us a bit about your impressions from today.
So this was my first experience in German football, and it was very interesting. A big difference between sport here and sport in the U.S. is that in the U.S. it's a lot more about putting on a show and entertainment as opposed to the actual sport itself. And so... one example of that is like we have cheerleaders in the U.S. But I think here a really good thing is like the support from the Ostkurve throughout the game, whereas in the U.S. you only mostly have like cheering when there's a point or a goal scored, which is a big difference. And then let's see. Another big thing is I think there's a lot more of a community aspect here, and I know that supporters groups here do a lot of work in the community, and then also in the stands, there's more discussion just like between people who were strangers before the game, and then if you're near them, then it just seems like everyone is really open to talking to you, whereas in the U.S., a lot of people kind of just watch the game like within their own group.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from San Francisco, and I grew up there, so I've been to a lot of American football and baseball games there. And then we also have the San Jose Earthquakes, which is a team in the MLS. But the football is still really growing in the U.S., so it's not at all in terms of fan culture. It's not at all on the level as it is here, but hopefully one day it can maybe get there, because we have some attempts to recreate like ultras and like chanting, but it's just not the same at all. It was a really cool experience being here and seeing the Ostkurve and also the away fans, the Bremen fans, and all their flags in full unity together. Like really, it was really interesting seeing the way like they bounced all together, and yeah, it was just a really great experience.
Okay, then we'll come to the U.S. when it's got established, and we will chant with you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I also heard that you've got some connection to Germany. Tell us a bit something about that.
Yeah, so my grandmother is 98 years old, and she It was born in Kaliningrad, and then before the Holocaust, she spent a few years growing up in Berlin, and her father was a Hertha supporter. So when they moved to the U.S., this kind of died down a little bit. But when my grandmother realized that I was coming back to Berlin, and I grew up playing football my whole life, so I played for like 12 years, always been interested, and she said, you have to go to the Hertha games when you go there. So here I am.
This is a great story.
Yeah.
Maybe you can record her for us telling how he helped the BSC.
Yeah.
Okay, has been nice to speak to you, to talk to you. We'll see each other again, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully at the next two games. I'm here to the end of March, so I hopefully get to the two remaining home games.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you.
And we're back.
We are.
Thank you, Markus, for the smashing interview. And thank you, Dylan. And thank you...
It was nice to meet you, Dylan.
And thank you, Brian, who set us up together.
Yes.
I think he DM'd him on Twitter. So if you have questions, always DM Hertha nor M. They're always happy to help. Or happy to tell us to help. Yeah, we have so many questions. Zabine?
Because when that message and things went out, I said, oh, yeah, because I was...
You were sleeping.
I was going... I knew we were going to meet up with Cynthia before the game and sort of take her along there, and I said that, oh yeah, I'm doing all that, so it might be a little bit much and things. But he ended up sitting next to us anyway.
Check.
As it turned out,
shit comes back to haunt you.
It was good.
Zabina has questions.
Is there
any way of stabilizing the defense?
I hope so.
Probably no. Even though
sort of picking your best shot and sticking to it, because there's been an awful lot of chopping and changing, hasn't it?
Play Schellbrett. Without Schellbrett, Hertha hadn't scored points, and with him, they've always scored points.
Why didn't he play this time?
Oh, he had some injury thing.
Was it injury
going? I just got a text message from a friend with an interview with him. We said he's fine now.
Okay.
I don't know what he had.
We'll miss him when he goes, shall I?
Next question.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I have no answer to that stabilizing.
Well, my only thought is because there has been a lot of chopping and changing. They, you know, sort of moving Torreira out onto one side and this sort of stuff. He's a centre back, you know.
And Pekarik back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did Plattenhardt do defensively on Saturday?
You know, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Whether that was because
maybe that's
he
a good
didn't.
Thing.
He wasn't to blame for any of the goals that were conceded. I tend to notice him when he goes sort of charging up the wings and putting crosses in, which he's more noticeable for than defensive work, shall we say.
Next question.
Okay.
Jahrstein or Kraft? No question. At all. Always Jahrstein.
Yeah, but as long as his head's not screwed. We've been through this before in previous episodes. There's something wrong. Mind you said he's got an injury now anyway, didn't you say?
Yeah, but he's a Viking.
Yeah.
He would play with just one arm.
He would just, yes, cut one arm off and he'd still be in there.
Next question is a tough one. Nuri out. I would say no. You can somehow stumble through the season by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah.
Because if you get a new coach now, he might want to stay longer than...
He really wants him to.
I mean, if you get somebody like Bruno Labbadia now, he's not going to come for just 2 months.
It's a tricky sort of question in some ways, because...
Thank you, Zabina.
Yes, putting us on the spot there. But because the beginning part of that game on Saturday was blooming awful.
And the Friday.
It was diabolical. Yes, and it's just the same, really. But the way they were playing in the second half was really sort of, so dramatically better. If they can do something, I mean, I said about this earlier on before we started recording, if they can sort out this business about screwing everything up at the beginning of the game, then they'd be fine and dandy. I mean, that's... It's not that they... I've said this before as well. It's not that they can't play, because they can. But
they choose not to.
I don't know whether they choose not to, or again, there's something wrong with their heads.
Maybe they're just too well... too nice. And they don't want to destroy the other team's...
Do you think that's what it is? They're just being kind.
Yeah.
I suspect not.
Come on,
actually.
You can score. Aufbau Gegner BSC. Since 1892.
It's a comparatively small thing.
Would you kick Nuri out now?
No, probably wouldn't.
No. Are you happy with Nuri?
Not really, no. But, I mean, that's... Yeah, you can be not too chuffed about it, because clearly the starting part of these games is a right muck-up, isn't it? It really is. And I think, and it's not that the players aren't capable, that there is something that, you know, management or somebody, because I think one of the questions is about Arne Friedrich. I thought he was part of his thing was supposed to be sort of, you know, the motivational side of things. Well, when they come out at the start of the game, there's something pretty wrong there. So, yeah, they need to get that sorted.
So we're not happy with Nuri, but just...
It could be a mistake.
Just ride it
at
out.
At this stage, yeah, to do something about it and get something properly sorted out at end of season.
Last question by Sabine. Different subject. How does Hertha get a different public image? I know that Windhorst and Euer Jürgen...
Stop doing stupid stuff.
...have set something in motion, but this so often expressed rejection everywhere gets on my nerves. I think we have a very, very great public image. We're the grey mouse of the Bundesliga, which also is reflected in our third kit this season.
That's a horrible kit, that is.
No, it's a great kit.
No.
If you go closer, you see they have all the...
It looks like somebody had left some old black socks in the washing machine when they cleaned
no,
it.
No, it's not true. It has the districts on them. If you go close, it looks nice.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps I haven't been that close to it. I don't know.
No, Sorgenkind had one on the Christmas party.
Yeah.
And then I saw it.
I didn't go to that. I chickened out.
Simon Chicken. Okay. I have to say we have lots of female participation here. I mean, we have so many questions from Saskia and Sabine. So, gents, you have to step it up.
Yes.
Yes.
Step up to the plate.
Matthew from Australia asked about Maya. He said... Arne Meyer was such an important part of the midfield defensively as a link to the forwards last season. He has not done well after his injury. His absence has had a big impact on the team performance. While this test technically is not a question, I would still say, yeah, Arne Meyer is not doing well.
There was issues about him wanting to leave and stuff.
Idiot.
Which is not gonna help.
And who wants him?
No, he hasn't been sort of playing that much. I mean, he was a sort of rising star, wasn't he? And then not so much. That's probably not a good time to want to try to bail out. It's probably not good to endear yourself with the other players and the management either. Come to that. So
I mean, Arne just hasn't performed.
No. Is he playing in the under-23s or anything? No, he's just not playing at all.
I mean, I haven't seen him.
No, I've only been a couple of times.
I mean, we went, he didn't play.
No.
I mean, he hasn't... Hasn't he just... It was just... The whole thing was so stupid. You were injured for 7 months and then now you want to leave the club because nobody's... What? Because they're... Playing other players while you're injured, should they just start the game with 10 people so you feel better?
You wonder sometimes, people say stupid stuff like that when they've got an agent or something whispering in their ear.
He had a half-assed excuse for that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Something along the lines of...
I'm stupid.
I wanted to... He must be very stupid. I follow his girlfriend on Instagram. It's a shit show.
Look, your wife is listening, and you're, she knows. You're telling me she that knows. You've been following somebody else's. Oh, I don't know.
I also follow.
Is stalking a criminal offence in Germany?
It's an Instagram account.
Oh, sorry.
You're supposed to stalk them. But I have to say, when I look at the stories, I usually swipe left so I don't have to see her stories. Because she mostly just sells stuff.
Oh, I hardly ever look at those story things.
Simon. Yeah. It's the best part.
Well, I like the pretty photographs and stickers.
Stickers.
I've got hundreds of pictures of stickers that I haven't posted yet.
Biggest stickers. Yes. Oh, and
the you second... always lower the tone of it, don't you? I don't know.
Are you pleased to aim?
Yes. That's right.
I'm just looking for the last question. Oh yeah. Does the spotting of the rare lecky bird mean that winter is nearly over and spring is near? We discussed this before we started the recording. And it's a no from me.
It's one lecky doesn't make a summer. That could be a title, actually.
Did he tell me?
One lecky doesn't make a summer.
I want to see.
We have one for Patrick. Don't forget Patrick's question. Hello, Patrick.
Oh, I forgot Patrick.
No, don't you can't forget Patrick.
Oh, I brought it up here. One lecky doesn't make a summer. Doesn't make a spring. Summer, spring.
Well, the actual saying is "one swallow doesn't make a summer."
And we used to have an episode. It was called "One goal doesn't make a summer."
Did we?
Yes.
There's been so many.
These bajillions. And Patrick said... What did he say?
He wasn't able to watch the game in real time.
Oh.
But he wanted to know, how would you sum up the game in 4 words?
What did V say?
V said, shit start, got better, or something like that.
You texted that to us.
I did. I sent it to...
To the group.
To the group.
And I'm in the group.
It's pretty much like that. Sorry, dear listener, we're just scanning through. Yeah, up shit start, better later was the actual phrase. And I reckon that sums it up quite nicely in 4 words.
I know.
Go on then.
Can I go home?
that's not very supportive. You've got your team out there battling away, and you just say, can I go
battling home? Away?
Well, latterly they were.
They were slumbering away.
Mm.
What's yours?
Well, I find it difficult to do anything better than shit start, better later. Definitely shit start's got to be in there, or crap start, or cack start.
Snafu?
I don't know what snafu is.
Situation normal and fucked up.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I don't speak internet. This is the internet. Snafu. I don't know.
Show it wasn't 5. Poor start, show promise later.
Mm.
Poor start, promising later.
Hmm.
Well, they were. I mean, the second half, they came out and they were going for it, and we could easily have won.
19 shots. 19 shots. So there has been some improvement.
Werder had about 4 shots, but they scored with 2 of them. That's the difference.
Hertha is in 13th place now, and we are 6 points clear of the relegation spot.
And how many off the playoff?
Huh?
How many?
The playoff spot.
6 points above that.
Yeah. Oh, in German, relegation is the game. The playoff is the relegation.
Okay.
The other one are Abstiegsplätze, and then you have the relegation spot.
Right. So...
Oh, and then to Bremen... Paderborn and Bremen have 16 and 18 respectively.
Yeah, because we're...
We have 28. Düsseldorf has 22, and then you have Mainz with 26 and Augsburg with 27. 9 more games. There was, I think, a text of the goal impact... In there, they do this.
Scientific. Those diagrams. That,
and there we are, 13th or 14th, which I'm fine with.
Mm. They're pretty good summaries, those things. You can see a lot as to how the game went with her.
Yeah, but then I think, you know, I think football is too complex to just put it into...
Well, of course it is. It's a simplification. Numbers. It gives an indication. It doesn't really fully summarize.
Do you think
it's an art form? You can't put it down to maths and a graph.
Do you think the Lecky bird will go extinct over the summer? I think so.
I suspect so. It will. It was a bit odd in some ways in being put on for about sort of 2 minutes at the end of that game.
It was 10.
Okay, I'm exaggerating slightly.
But Ante played him. Oh, Ante! Did you see Ante? At some point, there went the wave of applause went through the stadium.
Right.
It was when Ante was on the video screen. He was in the VIP section.
Mm.
I miss him. That would be my favorite solution. Bring Ante back for the last 9 games. Play him as left wing. One thing I don't get is why they don't play Kalou in this situation.
I don't know. Well, they brought on Ibi, didn't they, for the last few minutes, just before that penalty shout. Wasn't there a question from somebody about Piontek?
Yes.
When's he going to start scoring?
Hang on. Let's continue.
That was Sabina or it was... No, it was somebody else. Somebody else, though.
Very, very active. Saskia said...
Because he scored that penalty, didn't he? And he scored in a...
First question.
Cup game or something.
Why does Nuri change the starting lineup every game?
Don't know.
I think maybe because they have 35 players. And people get injured. So you had to... No.
Well, I think everybody would understand that.
Pekarik played. And then he got injured. Shelbert injured. Boyata injured. And sometimes people play so badly that you just have to leave them out next time.
But game was it? Was it against where they put Tornarigo? Was it out on a left or right back or something? Why did he do that? He's made some bizarre selections sometimes and positioning of people. Why he tinkers around like that? If you've got somebody that acts as a pretty good centre back, why do you then put them out?
I don't know.
Either side.
Look at me.
Very odd.
So we don't know.
What was the question? I've forgotten what the question
why
was.
Why does Nuri change the starting lineup every game?
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
He does some weird stuff sometimes, and it's a bit of a mystery, and it's probably not doing him any favours.
Next
not
question.
Not doing Hertha any favours, anyway. Sorry, I can't
when try. Will Piontek start scoring? Against Union.
Yes. He's going to knock in a hat-trick.
At least.
At least.
Before he's playing against a Polish goalie.
There you go.
Gikiewicz.
He's got to get in there, really.
Next question. In times of monthly revelations about right-wing combat groups at the Bundeswehr, Hertha sets up a collaboration at the Olympiastadion. Why don't they have any Fingerspitzengefühl? Simon, what is Fingerspitzengefühl?
It was something about...
Tact.
Feeling the end of the fingers or something.
Yeah, it's handling delicate situations with tact.
They have no tact.
I think Hertha just wants...
No finesse.
They want the money.
And definitely no timing.
And no balls. They want the money.
When you mentioned before with the Bundeswehr, what did you call combat groups? Did you say right wing?
She called them combat groups, yeah.
Which is... What does that mean?
Oh, there are lots of Bundeswehr officers have been... there have been some... the chat groups have been analyzed and they seem to be right-wing people plotting to overthrow the government.
So there's elements in the Bundeswehr that...
Yeah.
That kind of leaning. Well, there's been... talk about similar sort of things in the police, have they not?
Yeah, but no surprise.
No.
And they had a booth set up at the stadium, huh?
Outside, yes. They had like a caravan kind of thing.
But it supposedly is only a submarine division?
Yeah. I didn't look at it that closely, to be honest, because I don't think they want an old git like me.
I just saw a friend of mine...
There was a picture up there of a new boat.
A friend of mine just walked past and he said, murder, murder, murder. Murderers. Because Erich Kästner said, soldiers are murderers. And that's an opinion. I'm not so hot about the Bundeswehr.
Oh, no.
Also, if you always about non-violence and peaceful and tolerance, and then you... I think it's a stupid collaboration, if you ask me.
It's a surprising... Very surprising, I would say.
But also we have...
So Hertha have got some money out of this, have they, or something? Or?
Of course. I hope so. But we also have Teddy on our chest, so...
Yeah. Teddy in the Bundeswehr, yeah... An unlikely matching.
Maybe they have a little...
Perhaps Teddy could sponsor the Bundeswehr.
Maybe they can have a little combat bear.
They could do, yeah, yes.
Bundy.
Yes, 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 in camo gear.
And he can fight...
with a little plastic continue. Water rifle. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, there you go.
Bundeswehr, yeah. I don't know, it's just...
That was a bit odd, I must admit, walking there, because it was right by the members' entrance, wasn't it? The caravan thing that they had set up, the Bundeswehr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to walk through and see that there was slightly bizarre. I'm not quite sure whether. I mean, you kind of like understand it if there was some sort of thing from, I don't know, the fire service or something like that. You could see that there. But to see a bunch of squaddies standing there. Very strange.
In uniform.
Indeed.
Last question. What is Arne Friedrich doing?
Not much.
I have been analysing his Instagram account. He's boxing and drinking coffee.
Boxing? Well, as in sort of poof, poof, poof?
Yeah, he does it to keep fit.
Right, okay.
Post funny stories.
Right, so when he's not boxing, he's doing what for Hertha?
I ran into him, actually, at the...
Well, you want to look where you're going. You really should.
No.
Sorry.
I met him.
Right.
And he was really nice. I think he's... he said he's benchmarking.
What, so he's getting little stickers out and putting the names on benches?
Vidat.
He's writing it on there with chalk.
I mean, people always...
It keeps him busy, because it's all with chalk. As soon as somebody sits down there, they rub off the chalk and he has to do it all over again.
Freshly painted.
Oh, there you go.
People joke about his position, but I think it's a good position. It's the same with Dortmund. They established a post for...
But what does he do?
He supposedly is the interface between the coaches and the team. And he works with the players on the individual...
To me, that sounds bizarre. The coach should be coaching. And how can you coach via somebody else?
No, it's more about the performance. He's managing their performance, for right. Christ's sake.
So what does that actually mean?
Maybe some sort of coaching, psychological... I don't know.
If that's correct, that he's supposed to be... If
and
that's
it's a
correct,
big if.
I don't know any more than you do. But if that is correct, he may be a jolly nice chap and what have you, but it's that kind of thing, the motivation and psychology of the team, that is a bit fucked up, really, isn't it?
Oh, after the...
In which case, so he's not doing very well.
After the game against Köln, he supposedly got louder on the first day of practice. He yelled at the entire defense.
Wow.
Rightfully so.
You think? Yeah. He might need to do a bit more of that, I think, is what we had.
More stickers or more benches?
Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps a little bit more than that, even. Really, really ramp it up.
I'm not sure if I mentioned that before, but he has a really great podcast.
Perhaps that's what he's doing all the time. Perhaps he's doing really great podcasts rather than...
Maybe we should...
motivating the team.
Maybe we should be performance managers.
Yes.
I'll get my resume ready.
Yes. Yes.
Dear Hertha.
Just adapt my CV and we'll be in there.
Please like me. We are influencers.
Right.
Speaking of influencer, there's chatter that the Derby will be called off.
Canned. Actually cancelled or behind closed doors.
I don't know.
Because they can't really cancel it, can they? What happens to... That screws up the whole league, doesn't it? Or...
Oh, but we already have two games that didn't happen. The Bremen-Frankfurt game was postponed because there was a storm in Salzburg. And so on Thursday, Frankfurt couldn't play, so they played on Friday. And then their Saturday game was cancelled. And there was a storm. And Sabine! The Gladbach-Köln game was cancelled.
Cancelled or postponed?
Postponed due to weather.
Hmm.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. But hopefully none of us will come down with this lurgy.
How much longer does this season take?
Couple of months.
No. 9 more games. 9 more points.
9 more games. How many more home games?
Hang on.
4? 4? 5? Not sure.
More home games. Hang on. Yeah. We will have Union.
Union, and you finish with Leverkusen. What's in the middle?
Frankfurt.
So it's just 3?
No, Augsburg. Union, Augsburg, Frankfurt, Leverkusen, and then the last match is Gladbach away.
Away, yeah. Oh well, fun and games.
Mm.
We will see soon.
I'm so ready for the season to be over. So Hertha needs 7 more points from the last 9 games.
I mean, that's eminently doable. Whether they will or not, I don't know.
Mm.
Whoever did the screaming and shouting at half-time to make them come out like they did on Saturday, they need to be doing that before they walk onto the pitch in the first instance.
Always.
Whoever it was, or whatever combination of people did that, really need to... perhaps is it Cunha?
Cunha.
Cunha. But, you know, perhaps he threatened to get his balls out, so they were so keen to get out of the way. They just screamed out of the tunnel. Look, they thought, oh, no, no. Not,
it's so hairy.
Not that. Oops, I nearly knocked something over there.
Simon is...
I'm just wrecking the joint. Yeah. So, anyway, sorry about lowering the tone of the whole business there.
I mean, seriously, where would we be without Piontek and Cunha? I mean, they've been doing a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he was running. Cunha was running around like a mad thing on Saturday. He was doing a heck of a lot of work.
It was amazing that he didn't get a yellow card. but I like his.
You think it was that game that the foul stats were. Yeah.
Foul stats.
They were. Hertha did quite a lot of fouling.
Did we?
I think, was it that one game, or was it the one against Dusseldorf?
I'm checking.
So am I.
Spieldaten. Oh, no. Oh, yes, 18-5 fouls.
Yeah, I knew there was something.
But you know why? Because the referee was shit. Guido Winkmann, you may fuck yourself.
But just don't do it. I'm out on the pitch, that's all. Yeah, the one that I'm looking at the Bundesliga one and for Saturdays.
Yeah.
And the fouls overall, it was 19 for Hertha and 8 for Werder.
So we won.
Yeah, yeah. In that respect, we're definitely winning.
No, but seriously. We won
on corners too.
But the way he called the game, you know, it was no... I want them to have a certain line established. What is a foul, what isn't, but he always called the fouls against Hertha. And when Hertha players were fouled, he always made this. this ball guest gesture that was all ball.
Well, Otto sort of, you know, sort of just sort of, you know, waving his hand.
Remember this one situation where the Hertha striker was fouled or held by the defender, and then he got a striker foul. The whole stadium went mad.
Yes. You often you wonder what's going on sometimes, but hey, there you go. Such is life. Such is football. What can you do?
Or as Dada used to say, it always evens out. You know, they say that the bad decisions by referees, they even each other out, and then
over 100-year period.
Yes.
We're just going through a sticky patch.
At least we didn't have any penalties against us.
That's true.
And no own goals.
That's also true.
Progress!
Yeah!
Okay, Simon, I'm ready to pack it in.
Okay, okay.
Will you be back for the Derby if it takes place?
I'm certainly intending to.
If it doesn't happen, will you still be here?
Well,
how's your garden doing?
I guess so. Garden?
Yeah.
What garden?
Don't you have a garden?
Well, I have a garden, but V does all the garden.
Oh, so you're just...
That's her bag. She likes playing with gardens and gardening and stuff.
What do you do?
I just sit around doing nothing, really. That's what I do mostly. It's a free country. I can do nothing I want to.
Yeah, I have to. We took a coffee break and you were commenting on our garden and the bamboo.
The bamboo situation.
Yes.
It's a bit of an issue, dear listener, with the bamboo outside. Bit of an issue. It's a bit of a plague of bamboo.
Yes.
Outside in the garden. Some silly person in the past decided to plant some bamboo, not in a pot.
Yeah, and now it's all everywhere.
And that's just what bamboo does. But hey.
And you can't get rid of it. If you take it out, it grows back.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pig. Could be worse. It could be equisetum. That's an absolute pig to get rid of that.
Equisetum.
It's a horsetail.
Horsetail.
A dreadful plant that is. Well, it looks fair, you know, fine enough, but they go quite deep and they grow up through anything. I've seen them growing up through tarmac and concrete and all sorts. Absolute pig if you've got those. But having said that, bamboo's pretty bad, so... Hey.
Yeah, we hope it's...
Welcome to the gardening podcast.
Should be.
Could be a sideline. Who knows?
I mean, if they play like this next season, I'm starting a garden podcast.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
I don't get why Simon wouldn't...
Bamboo tips with Jan.
I know why Patrick wouldn't start a travelling podcast.
He does travel a lot.
Yeah, that would be the thing places. I was thinking about if he did a podcast.
Mm.
Or getting shit-faced with Simon and Patrick.
And Cynthia. Don't forget Cynthia. Yes. That was a funny podcast. We're laughing about that on Saturday night. It was a bit of a giggle. But I don't know if anybody else thought so, but we had a real blast. It was great.
Good for you.
Yes, indeed.
So we'll be back for the Derby. We have...
Assuming it goes
ahead. What's the next game?
I have no idea.
Me neither.
Not a clue who would play.
We had Mainz, we had Augsburg.
Clearly it's away, but...
Yeah, of course it's away, but... Who...
I'm just racking my tiny little brain, which isn't normally up to very much.
Minuscule.
It is absolutely minuscule. Oh, it's Hoffenheim.
Hoffenheim.
So Saturday, 3:30 local time?
Yes. TSG. Oh, and there's a home game for Hertha under-23s on the 15th at... 1:30,
mm-hmm.
Hertha BSC 2.
You can go along to that?
I have to discuss this with my...
with your boss?
With management.
Mm-hmm.
Against BSG Chemie Leipzig.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional club from Leipzig, unlike other fizzy
other franchises.
Commercial franchises.
Dear listener, we now have another surprise guest, which is Alison coming in here on a very snazzy little green
puke-coloured.
Hello. I don't think Arsene Spelling very chatty just at the moment, having said that, but...
The season got her all.
It is, yes. We've done that to a lot of Hatter fans. What can we say? But she is a member. She's got a little poster that Jana's going to put up in her room. What was on the poster? I forgot what was on it. Then.
It's the team. I think it's the under 18 or her junior club.
So there you go. Start them young. That's what we're saying.
Yes.
Start them young.
Oh, hello.
So, are we...
We're done.
Are we done?
We were done.
Right. So, until next week, it's... 2 weeks' time, I should say. It's goodbye for me.
I'm just gonna not watch the first half hour of the game. And then tomorrow when we're down 4-0, and then we can bounce back and win it 5-4.
Come back, yeah. Yeah, probably a good play. So...
Alison, willst du was sagen?
Alison,
no.
I can see you eyeing up that keyboard against
laptop. No.
Don't put that hand on the keyboard.
So, till next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.